this morning. Did that work? This morning, can you hear? Now I hear myself. Okay, I hate this type of microphone. I hope you don't mind it. This morning, I'm going to share with you a beautiful poem. It's one that I'm pretty sure you've heard before, but you may have forgotten it. Maybe you studied it in high school. But when you hear it, I'm sure you'll recognize it. But we'll get to the poem in just a minute. Sometimes when I come to Mass, I think about an imaginary parishioner. It's a parishioner who comes to church on Sunday morning right in the middle of terrible personal turmoil, deadly struggle with something. How's that? Is that better? This morning I'm going to share with you a poem but I'm going to, with deadly struggle in their lives. Yeah, that is better. Anyway, they come to church this morning. Perhaps it's someone whose spouse just said to them they want a divorce. Or maybe it's a parent who just discovered their kids are on drugs. Maybe it's a business owner whose business is about to go belly up. And they come to Mass, and they're hoping to get something out of church, anything, just to get them through the week. Now, this morning they come to Mass, and they discover it's the feast of Christ, the King of the universe. And I think, what are they supposed to do with that? They don't know what it's like to live under a king. We don't live in a kingdom. We're not familiar with kings and queens. There aren't any anymore. Well, yeah, I know throughout the world there are still some, but let's face it, with respect to those royal families, their royalty is a mere remnant of what royalty used to be. But you see, that's the key. When you think of Christ the King, the ruler, don't think in terms of rulers today. When God appointed David king of the Israelites, David was vested with great unmitigated power over the people. But it wasn't power like a dictator who command people to accept their rule. It was a power that in those days the people wanted their king to have. They wanted a strong, powerful king because those were very primitive days and people could not fend for themselves. They needed to be part of a strong kingdom so that they could fend off barbarians. They needed a strong king with a strong kingdom so that they would have opportunity to obtain food, clothing, and shelter for themselves. Talking about is a power that they use for the good of people. Oh yeah, I know there were some kings over the years who were cruel, but the position of king was a position that was protective and beneficial to the people. Now with that thought in mind, now come forward to today. You are a Christian, but you didn't make that choice. You remember Christ said, you did not choose me, I chose you. When you receive that indelible mark on your soul at your baptism, you were given a little bit of divine life. You were given great divine power. And rest assured, the power that was given to you, the power that is within you, is greater than any power that can come against you. I don't care what's going on. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be afraid. Pope Francis, who knows that Jesus Christ is walking with them every day, Christ said, I am with you through it all. Now, this all sounds really nice, Deacon, but I know for you folks and for me, sometimes in life you get to a point where there doesn't seem any way out. The struggle is too great. It is overcoming you. You don't have to worry because the power within you is greater than any power that can come against you. Think of Christ the King. The analogy I can think of for today's society is kind of like a CEO of a corporation. You work for a corporation, but you didn't choose them. They chose you. Yeah, you may have decided to apply for a job with them, but they made the decision. Now, the CEO doesn't want anything bad to happen to the corporation. He doesn't want anything bad to happen to you. And he brings you great benefit, perhaps a health care policy, perhaps a pension, a salary, an office to work in, tools to use. Christ doesn't want anything bad to happen to you, and he walks with you every day. The power that Christ has given you means that you don't have to worry about anything. Let me go to the poem for just a minute. "'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it hardly worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. What am I bidding, good folks, said he, for me? A dollar, who'll make it two? Who'll make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three, but no. From the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. And then, wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up its loose strings, he played a melody pure and as sweet as a caroling angel sings. The auctioneer said, with a voice that was quiet and low, what am I bid for this old violin? And he held it up with the bow. $1,000, and who'll make it two? $2,000, and who'll make it three? $3,000, once, $3,000, twice, going and gone, said he. And the people cheered. But some of them cried, we don't understand what changed its worth. Swift came the reply, the touch of the master's hand. And now, listen to the ending. And many a man, with life out of tune, battered and scarred with sin, is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd. Much like the old violin, a mess of pottage, a glass of wine, and he travels on. He's going once, he's going twice, and almost gone comes. And the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul, or the change that is wrought by the touch of the master's hand. You're a Christian. You have nothing to worry about, because you have been touched by the master's hand.